Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Do you have part? Do you all have this part six? Yeah.
Yes. The second
one. Yeah, the second one. Because I think we'll start there.
It was distributed to us. All.
Okay.
Maybe not everyone had to do it today.
Yeah.
We have more here in our mark.
Okay. Because. I think some of this, these elements are way above the point of understanding. It means the first 20 to 30 was all right, but it seems this 30 to 40 gets more esoteric than esoteric. So starting on page 42 of that last section. 42. Excuse me. Yeah, 42. Okay. However, the methods by which an aspiring soul can develop such rasa in the intimate service of Radha and Krishna have been compiled by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami from the famous diaries of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. All followers received their particular missions on the order of Sri Chaitanya and were empowered by the Lord for the successful fulfillment of their particular order. Vijaya, Gurudev. I am very curious to know what further responsibilities were given to whom by the Lord. Right, so in other words, the different acharyas, what particular services they were given by the Lord to take care of within the mission. Right. So Raghunath Das was to describe how one may develop rasa in the service of Radha and Krishna. Right.
Maharaj, this principle continues to the present day? Everyone has their own service to fulfill within Lord Chaitanya's movement?
In a small way, but the specific thing is that you have that the acharyas are doing these big things, we're simply assisting. So the acharyas establish all the principles, and then we are able to assist in that. That's the Goswami. Sri Chaitanya instructed Srila Swarup Damodar to disseminate rasa upasana, the process of bhajan inculcated with rasa. Accordingly, he composed his diaries on rasa upasana, comprising two sections. Anta panta, the esoteric internal means of attainment, and bahi panta, the esoteric external means of attainment. The esoteric process was entrusted to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, as amply exhibited in his books, and the exoteric rasa upasana was allocated to Srila Vakreshvara Pandit, which is the treasure of our spiritual lineage. This exoteric rasa upasana was passed on to me by Srila Vakreshwara Pandit, and from me to Sri Dhyana Chandra, who has compiled it in his book, of which you are now the fortunate recipient. So the exoteric means what the external means, what's visible. Yeah. Okay, so here's then Lord Chaitanya's explained to Swarup Damodar how through bhajan one can develop prema. Mm. Right? So that's the whole point, is that prema is coming through activity. It's not just coming on its own. It's not the, you know, that we'll wake up one morning and then it's prema, or we'll walk down the street, get hit by a lightning bolt, and then prema. You know, prema is by executing one's bhajan, right? Properly under the, you know, direction of Guru and Krishna. Then one comes to that platform, right? So that's the whole point. So there are the understandings of the moods in which one performs the devotional activities, and then there's the recommended devotional activities, right? Does that make sense? How to chant, how to worship the deity, how to associate with Vaishnavas, the actual association. So that's the exoteric. And then the esoteric is that the internal, the elements of what one's mood is towards Krishna and the Vaishnavas and the worship of the deity and everything like that. So that combination is what was given to Swarup Damodar. And then came down through Raghunath Das Goswami. Yes.
I was thinking that prema is coming through Krishna's mercy.
It's coming through Krishna's mercy, but the point is how you're going to get the mercy. If you do nothing, why you'll get the mercy?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The idea is that if you have a relationship, relationships means interaction. Mm-hmm. So you interact, you get the mercy. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You don't interact, you don't get the mercy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just natural. The point is if you do something, you get the results. It's just like you cook, you make the endeavor of cooking, then you get the results.
Yes.
Right? But if you don't endeavor to cook, you don't get the results.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying? Because we're talking here, rasa means it's going to be appreciated. One, so it's going to be appreciated on the platform of Ananda. Right? But that means then your situation has to be engaged to get to Ananda. Because situation, sambandhas, it exists. So how you'll get Ananda from that? That's through activity,
yes.
Right? Take the situation, engage it, then you get the results. Does that make sense? The task and potency to propagate the glories of Hari Nam was given to Sri Nityananda and Srila Advaitacharya. The Lord chose Srila Rupa Goswami to explain the principles of rasa. Right, so the glories of Hari Nam through Lord Nityananda and Advaitacharya, right? And you see that they were always associates of Hari Das Thakur. Right? Rupa Goswami to explain the principles of rasa, how it works, how the technicalities. Yes.
Sometimes I feel like Hari Das Thakur is a little bit left out.
Left out. Means?
Yeah, he was doing a lot of. I mean, when we're mentioning these. In a way, he was actually chanting Harinam before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, right?
That's there, but the point is it's not known that that's what everyone's supposed to do.
Mm.
Right? He's Lord Brahma, so he knows that.
Mm.
But where did Brahma get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it works out. It means he's prominent enough.
Yeah, okay.
You know. No?
Yeah, yeah.
When I say the Jayadwani, you always mention Hari Das Thakur.
Mm.
No?
Okay.
Srila Sanatana Goswami is responsible for delineating the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, the relationship between Vaidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti, and the subtle esoteric truths regarding the Prakrita and Aprakrita pastimes of Sri Krishna and Braja. So this is what Sanatana, because he's establishing sambandha, right? So then Rupa Goswami explains the principles of rasa, how it works, what's all different, so that one knows how to use it, right? Because he's the Abhideya, right? And then Raghunath Das, he's showing how to develop that prema, because he's the Trayojana Acharya, right? So here, the principles of Vaidhi, the relationship between Vaidhi and Rag, the subtle esoteric truths regarding the Prakrita and Aprakrita pastimes, right? We'll get into a little bit more detail of that later. Right? Because then Vaidhi Bhakti, one has to understand, because otherwise they think, well, there's Vaidhi and then there's Rag. No, the relationship, there's a relationship. Rag means your natural step after Vaidhi. It means the framework of Vaidhi, then there's rag. Rag is spontaneity. Spontaneity has to be expressed through something. Right? Because it's a mood. Moods have to be expressed through something. Right? One may say, no, we can just do on our own. It's just the mood itself. But now if we look at this, really, if we analyze this carefully, just the mood itself then technically is impersonal, right? It's not complete, you know. Or let's say it works nicely with the platform of Gyan, right? Because Krishna has a mood, right? Now, how is that manifest, right? If we're talking about the masculine and feminine principle, means the quality of something is Krishna, but it's manifest through a form and activity. That's the feminine. Right? So we say, no, we're going to dispense with the activity. Right? We're just going to keep that mood. Right? There's not going to be the form. We don't need all that. That's all external. But the problem is then what do you have left? You only have the quality, which is Krishna as Brahman. Right? Because the point is the personal is there because he's reciprocating with the personal. Right? You know, understand? Radharani is a person interacting, he reciprocates as a person. You're just dealing with him as a quality, he responds as a quality. Right? Does this make sense? So the Sahaja idea is actually, you know, Mayavad. Basically, it all ends up as Mayavad eventually. Right? And then you're trying to take that Mayavad and get some facilities out of it. So that's karma. Right? In other words, Mayavadis that are trying to get facility are called karmis. Mayavadis who are frustrated getting facility are called gyanis. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes.
So Krishna Brahma, we can only get from the person who has Krishna Brahma.
Means you're getting it through them as a medium. But the point is Krishna prema is given by Krishna. But the point is Krishna only gives prema if you have a proper relationship with devotees. If you don't have a proper relationship with devotees, you won't be able to interact with Krishna. Does that make sense? Okay. And that, yeah. Does that make sense? So that has to be clearly understood, because the point is, just as rag is based on the form, in other words, the form and activities, so you can look at it like this, rag is the masculine principle, and the vaidhi and its activities are the feminine principle, so they go together, right? So you're starting with the external, because what do you see? You see the external, you see the energy, right? Now, the difference is when you see it connected with the Lord, then you're dealing with internal energy. If you don't see it, you're dealing with external energy. Right? Or let's say yoga maya and maha maya. Right? It's always going to be here, going to be external energy. But, does that make sense? But, yeah. Right? So, the point is you're starting with that only because you haven't developed the other. We're used to trying to exploit energy. So now we're trying to learn to use energy in the Lord's service. So that's what we're going to see first, because we know energy, we don't know the Lord. Right? So through the energy we can know the Lord. So by using the energy properly in the Lord's service, then we can appreciate. Yes.
So it means that someone only in this case that will meet Prema Bhakta, will get Prema Bhakti?
I'm not sure what's the point of your question? You know what I'm saying? You're asking a question based on a series of thoughts. What's the actual, what's the doubt?
Doubt is that sometimes in ISKCON we hear or this kind of preaching or explanation that only you can get Prema Bhakti when you will meet the person who has Prema Bhakti. That's my question.
Yeah.
From Mahabhagavata.
No, wait a minute. No. Let us be a little clear. That's not an ISKCON way of explaining things. That's a Gaudiya Mat way of explaining things, or a caste Goswami way of playing things. You understand? That's not an ISKCON way of explaining. We never explain it like that. Mm-hmm. Devotees may pick it up from these other places, mm-hmm. but we don't explain it like that. Because the point is what is it that gives you prema? Is it the body of the pure devotee? Mm-hmm. Or is it the instruction of the pure devotee? You understand the difference? That's why. So therefore, even that explanation that you mentioned actually goes back to like the Babaji's in Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. There's generally no one associates with the Babaji's around here, so they don't speak Bengali. So, does that make sense? I've never really heard much. I mean, you do get, you know, your what do you call it, your hula godwall. But the point is it's that's coming from the Babaji's. Because it's based on the external. It's not a matter of... Because they're actually Diksha Pranali lines. That's why they're in this caste Goswami we mentioned. Because it's just by the Diksha that this connection, the Siksha is not important because they don't really have the Siksha. So the only point is that they're born in those families or initiated into those lines. And just by the being born or initiated, therefore you're perfect. It's nothing to do with Siksha. That's why there's a dynamic between you know, the pure lines and the other lines. Right? Does that make sense? Yes.
This refers back to the impersonalism we were talking about before, because the activities...
Yeah, it's just, all it is that it's the body that is the pure devotee. Mm. It's not the instruction, okay? So why is it in ISKCON we are not saying this in that way? Mm. We're saying the same thing, but we're not saying it in that way, because it says until you meet means personally.
Yeah.
Right? The point is right now we're reading this, we're associating with one of the associates of the Lord and one of these other great devotees and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When we read Prabhupada's books, we're associating with him.
Yes.
And if it's, you know, Gita, then it's with Krishna and Arjuna also, Bhagavatam, then whatever personalities are being discussed. So for us, when we say clear via media, we mean that. It means when you read the passage from the book because of the parampara and its clarity, you're directly associating with the persons that are described. That's how we'll say it. So therefore, by associating with the devotees so that you behave nicely and by studying Prabhupada's books and that, you are associating with the pure devotee. And anybody who says difference actually doesn't understand Prabhupada's philosophy or the Parampara's philosophy. We say that boldly. They just don't understand. Why? Because there's a material motive. Because then the point is the other person... Now, what's the next step after they say, until you meet? What's the next sentence? Either they are that pure devotee, or this person is the pure devotee. So all it is it's a... a political tool to try to get you to adjust where your faith lies. That's all. It's just a trick. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the Vaishnava philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's use. Otherwise, and you could say the Hajjas, they're also talking about chanting the holy name, and it's beyond, you know, all that. They say so many castos, so everybody says something of value. The problem is just the values surround, you know, in poison. It's milk, but there's poison there. So therefore, we don't take these things very seriously. You know, there's always that thing. You know, oh no, yeah, really, oh, I'm missing out. Yeah, of course. But these are all just tricks. They have nothing to do with pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is the siksha line, right? Because just like, let's say, Narottam Das Thakur, would we accept that, you know, that a platform of prema is there?
Yes.
Okay, but now the thing is he's connected to let's see, no, that's Narottam, Vishwanath, excuse me, I take Vishwanath. Vishwanath is connected to Narottam, I think it's 100 years difference.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, and we don't even mention the other three generations in between because it's a siksha line. You understand? So the point is, if you have bona fide diksha and you have the siksha of the pure Vaishnavas, then you're fine. But, you know, because of the external consciousness, the exoteric, then there's that feeling that, no, it's the body there has to be that bodily connection. So it's just they missed the point. Yes.
So now it means that in ISKCON, for 10,000 years, everybody can go back to Godhead, except in Srila Prabhupada's Shiksha.
Yes. That's the minimum. It doesn't. Now we haven't even added into it the qualifications of the devotees that you're associating with.
Yes.
So you have Prabhupada plus that. You know, so then there's going to be, it's fine. That's the meaning of Founder Acharya. So generally people don't understand Founder Acharya, they don't understand these things, they don't even understand what an institution is. Right? Institution is just how to coordinate association in such a way that everybody can benefit from it. Like that. So you're organizing that. That's what you're organizing, is Sadhu Sangha. That's what it's being. That's why it's the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Does that make sense? To Srila Jiva Goswami, via Sri Nityananda and Srila Sanatana Goswami, the Lord ordered that the principles of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana be properly analyzed and annotated. In this manner, the chief followers of the Lord set out to execute their assigned missions. Right? So therefore, in the Sandarbhas, and very clearly the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana is very established. So this means this is a very important element of the line. So in other words, how to understand Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, then the glories of Harinam, Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, the principles of rasa, and how to develop prema. Right? So these are all the elements that we see there. Does that make sense? Okay. So in other words, then with Sanatana Goswami, you have Sambandha being defined. With Rupa Goswami, Abhideya, with Raghunath Das, how you say it? Prayojana. Right? Means the practical, how to apply it in your life and attain perfection. Right? Then, in Nityananda and Dvaita, then the glories of Harinam, because that is your process, what you're going to apply it through, these other three. Right? And then, so you understand the philosophy of it. Then Jiva Goswami gives the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana very nicely analyzed in that formula. Vijay, what responsibility was allotted to Srila Ramananda Rai? Goswami, Sri Chaitanya instructed Sri Ramananda Rai to broadcast the glories of Rasa Tattva, which Srila Ramananda Rai accomplished through Srila Rupa Goswami. So that's the Rasa Tattva, and then he did that through Rupa Goswami. Just like Sri Damodar did through Raghunath Das. Right? Vijay, did Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya have a specific duty? Goswami. Srila Sarvabhauma was responsible for teaching the tattva of devotional service and surrender, which he passed on to Srila Jiva Goswami through one of his disciples. Right? So then that all comes into, you know, what is the tattva of devotional service? So therefore the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So what we can see is that somebody is the one who actually documents it, but that's coming in the line through someone else. Like that. Vijaya, what responsibility was given to the preceptors of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in general? Goswami, their responsibility is to inspire faith and devotional service to Krishna in humanity at large, as set down in the process introduced by Sri Chaitanya. So through the preaching mission, then the acharyas means the preachers are supposed to create that inspiration. The inspiration is there, then people take it seriously, then they hear, they practice and everything. Through some preceptors, the Lord taught rasa tattva through the process of rasa kirtan, the melodic chanting of songs elucidating the spiritual mellows. From the empowered genius of these kirtaniyas, a vast ocean of kirtan shastra followed, which now floods the land with instructive devotional songs. Right, so then, for some of them, then here it's been written in the books, then he's saying to some, they gave this whole process, all the various aspects through kirtan, through songs. So the songs of the, you see, Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they gave all these songs by which all the whole philosophy and culture, everything is being explained. Vijay, what instructions were given to Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami? Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was told to propagate the preeminence and glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, so preeminence means the principle that the Bhagavatam is the main scripture. Right? So for Gaudiyas, our scripture is Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Then all other things are in support of that. Right. Vijay, what responsibility was given to Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami? Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami carried the responsibility of writing treatises by which one can easily detect and expose aberrant philosophies and practices adulterating the teachings of pure Sringara Ras. Simultaneously, he was to ensure that the importance of Vaidhi Bhakti was understood and followed. Because right? Now he is working closely with Sanatana Goswami. So then he's documenting the Vaidhi Bhakti and its importance there. But at the same time, in such a way that one can see what's the pure devotional mood. Right, so then how it's actually defined very clearly. So we see he does this very, very simply, very nicely. Vijaya, did Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, uncle and guru of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, have an assignment from the Lord Goswami? Yes, by the blessings of the Lord, he established and exhibited to the world in his ecstatic writings that the esoteric path of loving devotional surrender steeped in the sentiments of Braja is the acme of spiritual realization. Okay. So then Prabodhananda Saraswati is showing that the devotional process as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of the Brajavasis, that's the pinnacle of all spiritual understanding. It means you have so many reigns of the spiritual, you know, from Vaikuntha to Goloka and then to Braja, that all these aspects are all bona fide, they're all pure. But then this pure unalloyed mood of the residents of Braja, that's even more. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Vijaya felt great exultation upon hearing how these illustrious personalities had become humble instruments unfolding the munificent plans of the Supreme Lord and felt himself most blessed. Chapter 40, Entering the Pastimes of the Lord. This is the last chapter. Vijaya Kumar pondering deeply had concluded, quote, by hearing the pastimes of Braja, I have naturally developed loba within my heart for that lila, and thus I will be gradually elevated to sampatidasa, the perfection of life, attainment of the ultimate transcendental goal. Yeah, so here's dasa. Means that was what we were discussing before in Bhava Bhakti. You have Shravana Dasa, Varana Dasa, Smarana Dasa, Apana Dasa, and Sampati Dasa. So the platform of Bhava goes through those five stages. So adjusting with one's position, I mean, hearing about it, adjusting with it, being absorbed in Krishna. Then being absorbed, it means actual practicing within the leelas and then coming to that platform of actually developing that love for Krishna. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. So here he's saying is that by hearing these pastimes, he's generating the desire, and thus he will be gradually elevated to that. So the desire for prema is what's going to generate getting to there. Right? Does that make sense? It means bhava being extended down to Shraddha. Means, in other words, when you're saying Shraddha to Prema, Shraddha through Bhava, it's all Bhava. It's just a matter of how much is manifest. So only a little bit's manifest of Bhava, so there's some faith. A little bit more there's Sadhu Sangha. A little bit more there's Bhajana Kriya. A little bit more Anartha Nivriti. A little like this. Until it's in its full natural state as Bhava. but it's still the same thing. And that bhava, then it matures into prema. Right? So by associating with devotees who have the devotional mood, then we gain that mood. But the point is having that mood is what makes things dynamic.
Mm.
So if you want to develop prema, that's how things will move forward very fast. Right? If we're just going through the daily motions, then it may not be so fast.
Mm.
Understanding and inspired by this, Vijaya now considered it important to clarify some points on the gradual ascension to Sampatidasa. So with this in mind, he approached Sri Gopal Guru Goswami, humbly inquiring, Gurudev, how many dasas, levels, are there from Shravana on up to the stage of perfection known as Sampatidasa? Dasa. Goswami, all in all there are 5 dasa. Shravana dasa, hearing, Varna dasa, acceptance, Smarana dasa, remembrance, Bhavapana dasa, attainment of ecstatic spiritual emotion and prema, Sampatidasa, attainment of the ultimate goal, Krishna prema. But, so this bhavapana, that's also known as apana, right? So bhavapana, right? Just like you have prema sampati, so it's just sampatidasa, so bhavapana, so apandasa. Does that make sense? So it has those names. Vijaya kindly described Shravana Dasa. Goswami, when a person develops faith in hearing Krishna conscious topics, we understand that his taste for the inane and mundane has decreased, and that correspondingly his desire for esoteric transcendence has increased. Krishna conscious topics should be heard from an elevated devotee, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29-40, right? In other words, think about this. Now, if it's all about just being physically present with the, you know, prema bhakta, what's the need of writing scriptures down? Why would the acharyas write them? Because it doesn't matter. You can read all the books you want, this, that, blah. But it's only unless you associate with him directly, then you get the benefit. No, the books are written because you can get that association through the books. Right? Now, this is not to say that one doesn't have to associate with other devotees or get initiated or anything. One just reads the books. That's also been pointed out. That's not enough. Because the point is in the books, it says, approach Vaishnavas, get initiated. Right, so you have to do, and you have to follow what's in the books. You actually have to apply the principles in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to chant, you have to associate with devotees, worship the deity. So these elements, these 5 main elements, along with all the other aspects, you know, the other 60 aspects of devotional service. This is then what is we're supposed to be doing. That's what we learn from the books. But you're getting direct association. Right? Otherwise, why write things down? Okay, so that we're hearing from an elevated devotee by reading the books. Right? Here we're hearing from Gopal Guru. Right? Right? So then, you know. Elevated enough? Okay. I explain to Shrimad about 4:29-40. O King, if one gets the chance to hear from elevated saints the topics of the qualities of Sri Krishna, which are like a flowing river of nectar, and drinks this nectar with single-minded absorption and faith, then hunger, thirst, fear, lamentation, illusion, and other such unwanted detriments will never be able to assail one. Okay. Now notice here, it didn't say, O King, if one gets the chance to personally be present and physically in these elevated, from elevated saints. It didn't say that.
No.
It just says that you hear from. So it's not saying whether you hear directly or through the books or through an audio. Mm-hmm. Right? Because the point is one can say no, but the audio is external. Mm-hmm. But the point is, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes in another place, is that the mouth and the lips, they are simply producing the aksharas, right? The letters to which the sound vibration is coming, right? But it's the potency that's coming through the consciousness, from consciousness to consciousness, that's the spiritual element. Does that make sense? So whether it's coming through the mouth, whether it's coming through an audio thing, or whether it's coming through a book, what's the difference? It's all external energy. It's a manifestation of the form through which that potency can flow. Right? Does that make sense? Otherwise, we say only when it's spoken. But then the point is, but what's speaking? It's still external energy. Right? The book, you could say, is that, then it's like that. But since we say, no, it's not external energy, it's the words emanating from the lotus mouth. So therefore, these are the words emanating from the lotus book. Do you understand? It's the same thing. Does that make sense?
Someone told me that the Siddha Deha can only be realized through the living Diksha Guru.
Only realized through the living Diksha Guru.
Yes, he's right there, in the body, living right in front of you.
Yeah, that's another one of those not our line discussions. Yeah. That's again Kas Goswami and Radhakrishnan Babaji as well. I'd say throw in the Govardhan Babaji's for fun also, like that. Right?
Yeah.
But means if you hear it along with that Sambhog is more important than Viparlamba, that's the Govardhan Babaji's. If they don't say that, that's the Radhakrishnan Babaji. Yeah, that's amazing.
So if you don't know where you are, then
okay. Does that make sense? Why would they say that?
Because my guru.
Yeah, it's going to again go back to either the guru himself is saying that, or somebody who wants you to get involved with his guru. That's all. It's just a trick. It has nothing to do with reality. Because the point is revelation of that, we have to remember Krishna is the guru. When we say Adi Guru, actually Krishna's the guru, Adi Guru. Then through the others, then guru comes down. Then you have the Adi Guru in the line, is where that manifestation of the Lord, that guru-ness is very prominent, that they're able to accommodate all the varieties of mentalities for the particular situation they're in and engage everybody in the Lord's service. That's uniqueness. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So all it is they're still representing the Lord, Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? So this idea is that the point is gurus are always living.
Yeah.
You know, and since when is the body the consideration? Again, you see it's back to bodily, therefore we say prakriti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that it's the body that they're saying, no, unless he's living, right? You know. Mm-hmm. Of course. The point is you have to take diksha from someone who's living, because what is diksha? Your conditioned nature has to be there when their conditioned nature is there, or at least the manifestation that we can relate to through our conditioned nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even though they're not conditioned, you still have to have there. Right? So that element is there. That's why you can't take diksha for someone who's not present. But you can take siksha from someone who's not present, because the point is the siksha is only going through the medium.
Mm-hmm.
But the diksha is in prancharatra is in consideration of your conditioning, means you have a body. Right? But then the point is if we're saying that rag is beyond, or this bhava is beyond, it's beyond prancharatra, means it's beyond the body. So by saying you have to take from somebody physically present, then why is it they don't follow Vaidhi Bhakti?
Mm-hmm.
Which is meant for the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exoteric. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you have to have the exoteric element of guru, therefore you have to have the exoteric rules, this, mm-hmm. that, you understand? So they pick and choose as they like.
This particular devotee, he was actually very much stressing the Vaidhi Bhakti because of the conditioning.
But that's there. No, this is a different explanation here.
Okay.
That explanation you're talking about is when you're talking about those who say, well, they'll take diksha from Prabhupada,
mm-hmm.
but he's not present. So mm-hmm. that's why you have to have, he yeah. has to be yeah. physically oh. present.
Yeah.
But that's for the pancharatric aspect,
yeah.
not for the Sarup Siddhi.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
They're two different
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
means, because the point is Pancharatra is Vaidhi, and that means you're dealing with the external, so therefore that external manifestation has to be there. Now whether you personally meet or not, but there has to be that acceptance. That's just how it works. Right? But for the subtle, but for the Sarup, that's a matter of it's up to Krishna. Because the point is one, how many people are coming to the platform of Bhava while still within this body? Okay? And the point is are you going to learn about that here or there? You know what I'm saying? You may learn about it here, but you're going to practice it there. So the point is as long as, see, and then the question is this, is there a problem for finding people that have bodies in the spiritual world? Right? You know, or does it has to be specifically, it's a body made out of the external energy that the soul is inhabiting. Only then you can get Sarup Siddhi. Or can it also be a spiritual form which is actually non-different from the soul? Is that okay? You understand? So that the problem is Krishna's there, Guru's there, the associates of the Lord are there. So there's no problem. There's no shortage. So one doesn't have to worry.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yes. Maharaj, disciples' receptive mood also depends how the spiritual master transmitting this the spiritual potency to the consciousness. At the same time, the disciples' mood is also important.
Yes, of course. But it's not the mood that is what makes it. It's the combination. The point is the. In other words, you have to have the bona fide substance, right? But then, if you want to get benefit from that substance, you have to be receptive. Not that we create the substance. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So the teacher's primary, the student's secondary. Because the teacher can practice what he knows whether he teaches or not. But the student without the teacher is not going to learn anything. So therefore, teacher's primary, student's secondary. Does that make sense? Okay. Vijaya, occasionally materially engrossed people feel interested to hear Krishna conscious topics. What is the nature of such hearing? Goswami, there's a gulf of difference between a person who is Bahirmukha, constantly attracted by external material nature, and a person who is Antarmukha, looking inwards to the real self and the Supreme Lord. For Bahirmukha materialistic persons, hearing about Krishna occurs by chance, not because of applied Shraddha. However, such hearing is designated as bhakti-unmukhi sukriti, piety based on nascent devotional inclination, and if continued may eventually beget Shraddha in some later life. What's nascent?
I believe it's like dormant.
Dormant, okay. Dormant devotional inclination. Okay, so it happens by chance. And how does this chance work? What does that mean by chance?
Not by our endeavor.
Mercy.
Yes. Yeah. In other words, it's by chance for him, but the devotees actually planned, you know, the Hari Nam or the programs or the different things like that. So they're trying to get that to work, and then the Lord, so for them, it's by chance.
It also depends on the previous karma of that particular soul.
No, zero to do with karma. Absolutely nothing. Because if it is to do with karma, then that means bhakti is based on karma. And there's karma that you can do to generate bhakti. But bhakti is independent. It has nothing to do with whatever you do. In other words, you don't deserve it. By the mercy of the devotees, you get it.
Unconditional.
Yeah. Like that.
But yeah. when it happens, how we react to it
yeah,
is that, related to our karma?
Not necessarily, because you see that there's impious people who react mm. very nicely, and impious people who don't. I mean, it's like you take Daksha, okay? He is the son of Brahma. That means he has to be very pious, right? But how much does he appreciate the position of Lord Shiva as a devotee? The karmakanda, you can't understand. So it's not enough. Karma is not enough. You're not going to get any better than that. And you do have Lord Brahmas who are not devotees. And that's the most, that's as pious as you can get. You can't get any more pious than that in the universe. So it has nothing to do with it. It's just by chance. The devotees go out, do something, you get the benefit. Yeah, but it'll gradually, then it says in some later life. However, having gained Shraddha, the eager sadhaka thirsts to hear the qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna from an elevated devotee. This is the required condition for hearing at Shravana Dasa. Shravana Dasa is of two types: Krama Shuddha Shravana Dasa, hearing in proper sequence, and Krama Hina Shravana Dasa, hearing in a haphazard fashion. Vijaya. Kindly explain Krama Hina Shravana Dasa. Right, so in other words, you're hearing about Krishna. Right, so even though it matures into that beginning state of hearing about what one's position is in one's sarup with Krishna, it starts with just hearing that you're the soul and not the body and servant of Krishna. Right, and then you have all the stages in between. Goswami, Krishna Lila should be heard in proper sequence with resolute and enlightened intelligence by a soul thirsting to augment rasa. Then such focused hearing becomes conducive to the actual evocation of rasa. In this manner, hearing the Nitya Lila of Astakalya Lila and the Naimitika Lila, such as the birth of Krishna, is Krama Shuddha Shravana Dasa. On the path of Bhajan, constant engagement in this Krama Shuddha Shravana is essential for the proper and successful unfolding of bhakti rasa.
Mark?
Yes.
Did you read the earlier paragraph? He asked the first question, can't explain krama hina shravana dasa.
It appears that I didn't. It appears that I skipped. I was wondering. Okay, so he didn't give much attention to the other one. You know? Okay. So I just took it that it was, you're supposed to hear it in the proper sequence, so not hearing the proper sequence is not what's recommended. So. Goswami. Hearing the different pastimes of Krishna in an improper sequence and manner is known as Kramahina Shravana Dasa. In addition, hearing without aspiration to a particular rasa results in a barrier to the flow of rasa, thus preventing the hearer from finding entrance to the pastimes. Right. So that's why the specifics is there to want to, gain the mood of the residents of Braja, right? So pure unalloyed devotion. So in other words, if you are appreciative of pure unalloyed devotion, then that's what will develop. The flow of rasa will come in that form. Does that make sense? You know, other things are a detail later, but that's the main thing. In other words, we're servant of Krishna, and specifically, the mood of that service is that of Braja. Right? So then that can flow nicely. Then it's a detail of which aspect of Braja Bhakti. Right?
Maharaj, is the same as the Prabhupada saying, don't jump to the 10th and go start from.
Yeah. It means, yeah, that's true. But in a proper sequence and manner. So it means you go through in a proper sequence as is presented, because the pastimes are always presented in an order. Like that. That means when you're reading, you're going to study. It's not that, okay, you're sitting down with some devotees, so you open the Krishna book, read a story. That's not the problem. The point is when you're studying that you go through properly. And proper manner is that you have the proper attitude. You're reading all of them. You're not just reading about the gopis or, you know, that kind of thing. Or you're not thinking that, you know, you're in that pastimes or all these different kinds of strange things. Yeah? The sweet relish of Lord's pastimes is progressively manifest through committed krama shuddha shravana. And thus the hearer's latent taste for raganuga bhakti is spontaneously aroused. Right? Spontaneously aroused. So it's not that, oh, I'll practice it, because that's vaidhi. Vaidhi means practice. Right? That means that's the rules that you're going to practice. So there isn't something to practice. It's by hearing properly in the proper order from the proper source, it spontaneously manifests. So in other words, one doesn't have to separately endeavor for it. One just knows that it's there and that will come. Does that make sense? You know, yeah. The hearer thinks, oh, how wonderful is the Shakyabhava Subal. I wish to serve Krishna in that mood of camaraderie exhibited by Subal. This eager tendency is called loba. Pursuing with loba the devotional sentiments of the residents of Braja is the essence of Raganuga Bhakti. Right? So in other words, here, I wish to serve in that mood of... That's specific deal, but this, he's pointing out pursuing the loba in the devotional sense of the residents of Vrindavan. So that, you know, starts as generic, is that they have that, you know, in other words, Subal has that greed to serve Krishna nicely. So do the Mother Jashoda, so does the gopis, so do the cows, so does everybody in Vrindavan. So that's what we want to develop. Does that make sense?
The cows?
Cows.
Are they not
cows? Yeah, cows.
Yeah.
No, cows. Four legs, horns. Yeah. Very good.
They're appreciating.
They're appreciating, yes.
But they're not very eager to serve, or are they serving while appreciating?
It means their service is there, that they're there.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Nice. Good service.
Yeah. No, he was talking about Shanta.
So cows is Shanta?
Shanta, yeah. Cows, grass, trees, birds. I have given an example of Shakyaras, similarly in the other three rasas, Dasya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Raganuga Bhakti also finds full expression. You are eligible for Sringara Madhurya Rasa by the mercy of Sri Nimai, the Lord of my heart. Hence you have developed loba inspired by the service and mood of the Vraja Gopis. And this loba has brought you to your present path of attainment. The confidential instructions given by the Guru to the disciple for the evocation of Rasa are in essence Shravana Dasa. Right? So in other words, Shravana Dasa is what you hear that invokes your desire to serve Krishna on the platform of pure and alloyed devotion. Right, that's Shravana Dasa. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So Maharaj, that extends very far down.
Yeah, it goes all the way to the... Just that you're inspiring somebody to understand I'm servant of God, I'm not the body, I'm the soul. Mm-hmm. That's already the beginning of Shravana Dasa, because, you know, Vijay, at what level is Shravana Dasa completed? Goswami, when the sadhaka comes to perceive Krishna Lila as transcendental and eternal, he completes Shravana Dasa. Right? So that means that's where it's complete. Mm. So it's that whole, spans that whole element, right? Just like Varna Dasa is complete and Smarana Dasa is complete. So all those start at the very beginning. Mm. Right? And then they complete themselves at different stages within Bhava.
It says perceive Krishna, does that mean direct experience?
I would think so. Because then he's within the past tense. Since Krishna Lila is on the platform of pure transcendence, the Lilas are enchanting, and so the devotee becomes eager to gain entrance to them. Then, seeing the dexterity of his disciple, the guru enumerates to his disciple, who is still a Raganuga Sadhaka, following the Ragatmika Bhakta of the Vrajavasis, the Ekadasa Bhav, that I have explained previously. When the disciple's consciousness becomes nicely tuned to the ecstatic transcendental dynamism of Krishna Lila, Shravana Dasa is consummated. The disciple's loba and ruchi are then unrestrained, and he is promoted to Varna Dasa, the stage of acceptance. Right? So in other words, that desire for that is there, and he comes in tune with. So then it's acceptance. So it's there is the element that we're acceptance of the mood of just, I'm servant of God, and I'm adjusting with that, right? Because Shravana Dasa, I've heard, I'm servant of God. I'm the soul. And then Varana Dasa, then I understand that, okay, I have to adjust with that, because I have to make the decision right here. So then you're adjusting by how you practice devotional service, how you associate with the devotees, how you do all these different things. But here then it comes to the point where one's absorption is so complete that one has just accepted this is just the natural state of existence, right? Because otherwise we're looking at it, I'm here in the material existence and I have to accept the spiritual, right? So I adjust the material to match, to be supportive of the spiritual. But when it gets to where there is only the spiritual, then Varana Dasa, you know, then one's come to this stage of Varana Dasa. What are the symptoms of Varana Dasa? Goswami, the heart's spontaneous attraction is linked by the chain of the Ekadasa Bhav to Krishna Lila. In other words, your position, right? In other words, it means that attraction to Krishna is there through whatever position you have within the Lord's pastimes, right? Because there has to be a medium. So that's the medium. The heart of the disciple in whom the Ekadasa Bhav is established is inundated with thirsting spiritual emotions. He comes weeping and throws himself at the lotus feet of his guru. At this juncture, the guru reveals his Shaki form, and the disciple realizes his form as the gopi maidservant of his guru Shaki. Right, so we can see is that here is also is that this Varana Dasa, it's Shravana, as you've heard, so you've accepted the principle of always being absorbed. So then that spontaneous attraction is then linked through your form. So that's then the next stage. So unless you have accepted the spiritual platform, so this makes it even more detailed. Just, you know, the acceptance is that if you haven't accepted the transcendental position, see everything on the transcendental platform, how you're going to get the Shroop Siddhi? You can't. I mean, even if you do, what's the use of it? You know, it's just like, let's say, you know, the guy's a, how you say, you know, big fan of cars. He has so many cars and everything like this. And then, finally the days come, his wife gives birth to the child. And, you know, they're there for a while. And then he gets that moment to go in and see his son. So when he sees his son, the first thing he does is hand him the keys to the car. Right? You know, so now these are yours, my son. Great. What can he do with them? Other than stick them in his mouth, right? Yeah. Other than that, there's no cars going to be driven, right? So the whole point is until you get to that Shravana Dasa, until that's completed, there's no meaning to Varana Dasa. Right. Okay. The disciple turned young gopi is yearning to serve her dear Sri Krishna. And the guru is a beautiful Braja Gopi Shaki who has already attained the highest perfection. The disciple gives expression to this bhava at this juncture by the following shlokas. 11 and 12 from Sri Prema, Marandakya, Stava, Raja. Regal prayers, okay, meaning regal prayers bearing the nectar of pure love of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So this is what he's meaning by Raghunath Das Goswami showing the moon. O Radhika, this most despicable and fallen soul throws herself at your feet. Holding straw between the teeth, I imperate you to shower upon this inconsolable wretch the immortal nectar of servitorship at your feet, thereby resuscitating her. This point is the point to note that the relationship with Radharani is servitorship. That's why the relationship with Lord Chaitanya is servitorship. You understand? So listen. The kind-hearted never abandon those who are surrendered to them. Thus, compassionate as you are, do not forsake me. The soul surrendered to you. I am anxious to serve the divine couple in Braja under the shade of your lotus feet. The mood of surrender and heartfelt yearning for the intimate service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna permeates the devotee's devotional fervor in Varna Dasa. Now the guru in his form as a Shakya gives his disciple residence in Vraja, instructing him to meditate upon Krishna Lila through the Astakalya Lila, and to take full shelter in chanting Harinam, and assures him that soon his heart's desire of intimate loving service will be realized. So you can understand is that at this point that intimate service is not there. That's what comes later, as will be explained. Now is that one becomes, therefore, a resident in Vraja. Right? Before, you just saw that all there is transcendental. So then, so that means Shravana Dasa has been perfected. Now you come to the point of Varna Dasa, or acceptance, where now you're accepted as a resident of the Dham. Right? Because we have to remember is before this, your sadhana is by your practice. You can, you're, you know, it's part of the elevation process. But by here, it's just from this on, it's just mercy. Mm. It's not something you can do. Yes. Why is it or not? Means you think it shouldn't be mentioned or. What's the significance? Astakalya Lila simply means the 24-hour pastimes of Krishna that is in 8 divisions. Right? It all goes in 3-hour, 3-hour, 3-hour divisions. In other words, you know, what's happening at Mangalarti, what's happening then at Mother Jashoda's house, when he gets up, bathes, takes breakfast, and then when he goes out with the cowherd boys, then when he's at Radhakund, then when he comes back from the fields, then in the evening, again with Mother Jashoda, and that, then again with the gopis, like this. That's just that... That way then you have 8 times in a day so that you make sure that you get the right things in the right place. Oh, the Astakalya Lila, the 8. The defeating of Kaliya in 8 different ways. No. It's nothing to do with that. You know, but that does happen within the Astakalya Lila. But then those are unique pastimes. They're not taken as the daily activities. But it happens within that system. Does that make sense? Okay. That's a danger when you know just a little bit of Sanskrit. Just enough to be, you know, get yourself. Okay. Vraja. Vijaya, excuse me. Can you elaborate upon Smarana Dasa? Okay, so now he's become a resident, and then as a resident he's praying to get that shelter and to be able to be engaged in service. Right? Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami states in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Purva Bhaga 1229:46. One should always think of Krishna within oneself and should always choose a very dear devotee who is a servitor of Krishna in Vrindavan. One should constantly engage in topics about that servitor and his or her loving relationship with Krishna. And one should live in Vrindavan. If one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should live there mentally. Right, so here this can mean if you can't physically be in Vrindavan, then wherever you are in the world, you think about Vrindavan. Or it means that even you're in Vrindavan, that the element of if you can't live in the apricot lila, you do that through mental state. Right? Does that make sense? Okay, so all this is natural and spontaneous, right? Because of that natural greed. Right? Does that make sense? So that taste, that greed, and all, it's not a practice as such. You call it sadhana, bhav sadhana, because you can say it's not prema. So there is a process, but it's not like vaidhi sadhana. Yeah, and also it says you're choosing a devotee, that means that is how you're going to view everything. It doesn't mean that you only listen to those pastimes. Does that make sense? Because the devotees, they're hearing all the pastimes, but they're going to view it through the mood that they have for Krishna. Right? In the transcendental realm of Brajadam, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with feelings similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna, following in his or her footsteps. Right? So in other words, that in the exoteric is being done as, you know, it's the similar feelings to the associates, means the Brajavasi, so that pure unalloyed devotion. And one put oneself under the guru and other senior Vaishnavas. So the process is there. It's not that, oh, I've done that. What about something higher? No. That there is nothing higher than that. Does that make sense? Because the one transforms into the other. It's just a matter of your vision of it. Right? The problem's not the others. The problem is ourselves. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana and in the stage of sadhya, when one is siddha purush, a spiritually perfected soul. Right? So, in other words, when you get to the platform, even here of prema, you're still going to follow in the footsteps of the Brajavasis. Because, you know, we're their servants. They've been doing it since time immemorial. So that's a long time. Right? So they're good at it. And so we can simply assist them. Right? So that's the meaning of, even within Ragatmika, we're still Raganuga with, of that Ragatmika. So Rag may be the life, but we're Raganuga within Ragatmika. Does that make sense? According to spiritual preceptors, the essential accessories of Vaidhi Bhakti, such as Shravanam, loud kirtan, and so on, are still most suitable and should be continued for the cultivation of Raga Anuga Bhakti. And so it's the same thing. So we have to remember, it's not that we're given something here, then there's the transcendental. No, the transcendental activities have been given to us here. Those things that we can do. Does that make sense? Just like, let's say, the mother is going through the house and, you know, picking up the socks and the this and that and all these things like that. And the child is helping. Right? But the child's not competent to wash all the clothes, but they're doing something that they can do. Right? Does that make sense? So, what activities of the spiritual world that we can do, that's what's given to us in Vaidhi. And why it's given in Vaidhi is because you have to do it. In the spiritual world, you don't have to tell them to do it. They like to do that. That's what they want to do. But here, if it's not Vaidhi, we may or may not do it. So therefore, it's made as a rule. So when we get to like doing that, like the residents of the spiritual world, that's called Raganuga. Right? Yeah, according to spiritual process, the essential accessories of Vaidhi Bhakti, such as Shravanam, and so kirtana and so on. So, in other words, there isn't actually a problem in accessorizing, right? It's just that what you're accessorizing with.
Oh, they're essential.
Yes. Essential accessories. Yes. Like that. Before Srila Goswami could explain the purport to these verses, Vijaya eagerly interjected, asking Gurudev, what is meant here by Kuryat Vasham Vrajay Sada? Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami has stated that the devotee should reside physically in Vraja. If he cannot be present there physically, then he should dwell in Vrajavan within his mind. Residence within the mind and physical residence in Vraja both bestow the attainment of the final goal. The devotee must always meditate upon Krishna and the Shakti whose bhava he is emulating, knowing that he in his internal surup is her assistant, Kunja Sevika, for the rendering of service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the love groves of Raja. As a sadhaka, the aspirant must continue to perform Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, and Atmanivedanam in his external gross body, though they form the limbs of Vaidhi Bhakti. However, having acquired the Ekadasa Bhava of intimate worship, the sadhaka evokes in meditation his spiritual identity as a perfect Brajagopi and executes his specific duties in the Astakaliya Krishna Lila that are allocated to him by a Shakti leader. Right. So, here it means that now we're dealing with someone who has come to that platform of Bhava while still within this body. Right? So having come to that platform of Shravana Dasa, then they have come to be just permanently residing within the spiritual platform, the transcendental platform. right? And accepting the Raj pastime and everything is that is the life. There isn't anything else. Then they're having their position. They're revealed. Their position within those pastimes is revealed, right? But here in this body, all the activities of, you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevam, those are all performed. In other words, here it will still look like one is a Vaidhi Bhakta. Because in form, you can't tell the difference between a Vaidhi Bhakta as a neophyte Vaidhi Bhakta, as a Madhyam Vaidhi Bhakta, I mean, and the practice of it as an Uttama. Because the point is Raganuga, it's still a mood, it's not a change in the activities. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, therefore, that's the common behavior, the common form that everyone uses is Vaidhi Bhakti. Because Vaidhi Bhakti is simply the activities of the spiritual world, as we mentioned, that are given in a regulated way so that we practice them. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. The coward boys want to see Krishna early in the morning, so they get up and take their bath, and then they go to see when Krishna wakes up. The gopis want to see Radha and Krishna together, therefore they're up and they have the Mangal Arati. Right? Now, if it was up to us, then, yeah, okay, Mangal Arati might happen about noontime, but, you know, Krishna's already doing something else then, right? You know, so, therefore, Mangal Arati is at Mangal Arati time. Right? Does that make sense? The sadhaka must maintain and discipline his external life upon earth according to scriptural norms, and internally nourishes siddhadeha, spiritual identity, by bhava. Such an arrangement will assure a growing distaste for things and subjects not related to Braja Lila. Right? So that will ensure, because otherwise if you don't do Vaidhi Bhakti here, what are you going to do? You have to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, that's why then that will ensure the growing distaste for things, because you're always engaged in devotional service. Right? Something seems nice while you're involved in it, but if you stop being involved in it, it loses its taste. Does that make sense? Yes.
Once you was explaining in connection with this story with the four Kumaras curse giant Vijay, two terms or two positions, I don't remember exactly. From one position you can fall down, from the other no. And I don't remember. You can explain.
There we were just talking about from the stage of bhava you can fall, but once you come to prema you won't fall.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying, is bhava, being in that intermediate state, you can fall from there because you haven't developed prema.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But means in this case means one's given up the desire for the material. So therefore it will naturally from that neutral state progress to prema. Right? Because now you know, don't stick your finger in the fire. So you're just not going to do that. Okay? Vijay, Gurudev, I desire to understand this system still more clearly. Goswami, the purport of Braja Vasa, residence in Braja, is to live in solitude with a consciousness steeped in transcendence and bhava. Chanting Hari Nam is a designated number of rounds while meditating on practical devotional service in the Astakalya Lila is essential. Furthermore, one should always be alert that one's external activities of bodily maintenance and the like do not neutralize or deprecate one's bhajan. Thus, all external work should be carried out with the consideration that it must be conducive to further development in devotional service. Receiving these instructions somewhat gravely, Vijaya said, Srila Gurudev, I have understood your instructions, but how do I study the mind in such Astakalya Lila meditation? Goswami, the mind becomes equipoised automatically as soon as the devotee actually attains Raganuga Bhakti, because at this level the consciousness naturally flows to Krishna Lila, being spontaneously attracted to Bhakti. Concomitantly, there is a lack of interest in mundane matters, and thus the sadhaka's consciousness shies away from materialistic involvement. Because otherwise, we're chanting, it's going to go one way or the other. You know, it's either going to naturally flow towards Krishna, or due to our past habit, naturally flow towards the material, like that. So that's why then that by hearing, it's a neutral state. You focus on hearing. That's a neutral state, so you're not involved in the material. And then by hearing, one becomes purified, one develops the taste for the name, then it naturally, spontaneously goes the other way. However, if there are still hindrances and material perturbations upon this path, then one should carefully follow the krama, gradual course that I have mentioned previously. Then, once the mind and conscience are fixed and steady by the resultant purification, nothing will be able to unsettle them. In other words, you can try something more developed, but if it doesn't work, you have to go through it step by step. So that's the point why they say sadhana bhakti, gradually. You know, Prabhupada says gradually. So that's meaning, when we use in here, the word gradually means more than just, you know, it takes some time. Gradually meaning it's going through the stages, naturally going through the stages.
It's the scientific.
Yeah, so gradually doesn't mean it's a matter of it's not defining so much the time element as the stage, going through stages.
Graduated. Right?
Huh?
Graduated.
Yeah, graduated, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it means, in other words, it's getting unsettled to something lower that one's not doing, and then one can slowly take it through. Okay. I think we'll stop here.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jai Nitai Govinda.